The simple language of House Bill 71 doesn't mention the word Confederate, but it has everything to do with preserving the three remaining monuments that are slated for removal. Testimonies for and against State Representative Thomas Carmody's bill were directly related to the status of the P.T. Beauregard, Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis statues.
This is not going to end at Civil War monuments.
New Orleans resident Kurt Booker testified this morning before the committee voted on the bill. He argued that removing these Confederate monuments is a slippery slope.
This is going to end where 20, 30 years from now, we're going to be defending churches. We're going to be defending crosses where people are going to want them torn down. This is not going to end. We're going to be fighting this battle for decades if something is not done now.
New Orleans Deputy Mayor Ryan Burney testified against the bill, stating that the monuments are private property that belong to the city of New Orleans. After hearing testimonies on both sides, the vote landed 10-8 in favor of the bill. It now moves to the House floor. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.